Hello, 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 everyone. Thanks for taking time out on your busy schedule to tune in to a spiritual emergency training today. And yeah, we're in a spiritual emergency all across this whole friggin' planet. So yeah, it's time to bring in the light that's shining all through the darkness. Bring in the light where the darkness dwells. Whoa, yeah. So anyway, there's lots going on, lots to do, and lots of shifting that needs to take place, that's for sure. I just wanted to sing this song again, get my aches out here about my frustrations of seems like things aren't changing quite as fast as they could. So, no more lies, no more greed, no more depopulation and plutocracy, no more lies, no more greed, no more vaccination farms, chemtrails, fracking, or Monsanto's toxic deeds. No more lies, no more greed, no more wars and drug wars, profiting the elite. No more lies, no more greed, no more rulers from Wall Street. No and no more greed, no more racial animosities, misogyny, or xenophobia we do not need. No more lies, no more greed. Fights can be confined to sports activities. No more lies, no more greed, no more abuse or drugging our meek. No more lies, no more greed, no more mendacious mind control media we do not need. No more lies, no more greed. Humanity is awakening for new realities. No more lies, no more greed. Time to unite humanity for harmony, harmony, harmony. So, how do we go about getting more people to come together to develop the cities, the actual cities of interconnected worldwide, the cities of enlightenment, peace, green, and all the new projects and programs that are needed in every single community worldwide to shift the paradigm off of the fossil fuel and warring and drugging, jailing, foster care, divide, conquer, separation of families, the penal industrial complex, massive foster care systems that, and all the different projects and programs that are ego mind based old paradigm programs, limited, fearful, reactive ego mind programs that actually keep the old agenda in place for the large corporations that have been profiting from those ego mind systems. So, harmony, harmony, harmony. How do we go about getting the all the massive, now we have 7,000 indivisible groups, churches, 501c3s. We've got over 22,000 in Oregon. And all the spiritual groups, peace groups. Oh, gosh, the women's groups, civil rights groups, human rights groups, animal rights groups, and all the minority groups to unite, you know, in this shift of paradigm for government policies. And one thing I was hoping to get out there is for the showing of through the churches and spiritual groups to, because of the issues involved that are, you know, humanitarian issues that are shown with new education job creation programs and new banking systems that Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next. So Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next. Again, Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next. These government policies originated in the USA, and it's really critical that we bring them back into our communities and our government policies and bring them back here and enact them here. And just a really important step for bringing in the new paradigm of holistic Chamber of Commerce programs and community resource programs that are working with these new community coalition outreach programs that will actually be able to also, just at a very basic level, to keep it real simple, as Dougie was saying, yes, at a very basic level to help with the transformation and of our society, our civilization, is to get these heart and soul community services with single payer. Heart and soul community services with single payer. Heart and soul community services with single payer. So we can start to replace the armed force services with single payer, locally and globally. It's really our USA responsibility and the churches, especially the churches. That they would be allowing the proliferation of more militarized training, knowing the truth that, you know, that we're supposed to love one another, help and heal one another, and we're supposed to have these new programs in place like HTP, Reiki's. I'll go through a whole list of them, but think about it, HTP. It's healing touch practitioners. So would you rather have healing touch practitioners, all these mindfulness programs, integration or and critical thinking programs we have, and all the you know, different multicultural healing arts programs, movement therapies, art, music, singing, dance, you know, and sports, not war? I mean, we can do so much if we just come together with all the different groups that are waking up and kind of focused on different separate issues that really need to be combined, and realize that we cannot teach and train children to war anymore. It's that those thought forms need to be stopped. We've become one nation under coping with drugs, street drugs or big pharma, drugs or guns in war, you know. And those coping skills and people profiting from those systems, a lot of them need to be arrested, for sure. They have crimes against humanity and war crimes. But we really need to come together and realize that we have to bring our government back to the people, for the people, with the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and our Constitution. So using those different for bringing in real democracy at a heart and soul level, because right now we are losing heart and soul. Between drone warfare's development, more warring, more drugging, more jailing, more policing, more foster care problems, more juvie halls being developed, more. These are not healing, okay? They're not building heart and soul community services. So that's what I'm really trying to get the churches and the 501c3s and the spiritual groups and all the different body, mind, spirit healer groups. They've had these groups, body, mind, spirit expos, have been happening for 49 years. And, you know, noetic science, a lot of different people already know, you know, about all these different groups and what have you, but they're using them as sort of an individual instead of a bringing in divine governments, you know, so they leave this as a, they leave the paradigm in the hands of the albatross that's, you know, killing the putting profit over planet and people, so, well, and animals and what have you. So, yeah, if any of you have any ideas on specifically what your guidance is on how to enact more of these government policies through the different, like there's a people's budget group that's there to work with, and then so that we go beyond the current CBO, Congressional Budget Office, because it's all bought out, you know, by these old paradigm systems that, you know, need to be shifted. So they could help. And there's a People's Demand Action Group, representus.org. There's rootsstrikers.org. There's Bold Progressives. Oh, they're on and on. So, and like I said, the Indivisible Group, too. There's 7,000 of them. So if you have some ideas on how this can happen, please call in 888-627-6008. You know, if you have some contacts, ideas, or different groups that you're working with, like there's another one that's really amazing. It's UN. It's called UN. Let's see, UNAC. And that's the United National Anti-War Coalition. And they have in their groups, and this is quite a while ago, so I know that there's more. And it's just amazing. I'll go through some of the signatures of the groups. And it's Alliance for Global Justice, Al-Awada, and it's Palestine National Right to Return Coalition, Anti-War Committees, Tucson, Tampa, Utah, Minneapolis, and Chicago, Arab Americans for Syria, this is in alphabetical order, Arab Women Progressive League, Bayan, B-A-Y-A-N, all in capitals, it's a Philippine coalition, Coalition of Arab Canadian Professionals and Community Associations. There's a Dallas Left Alliance. There's an Ecumenical Peace Institute Clergy and Laity Concerned Lady, and Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. There's the International Action Center. There's the International League of People's Struggle in the U.S. There's the Michigan Emergency Committee Against War and Injustice. There is the Mobilization Against War and Occupation, capital M, capital A, capital W, capital O in Canada. And then there's One State Assembly Group. There is People's, the number 16, People's Organization for Progress, 17, Popular Committee in Defense of Syria, 18 is People's Opposition to War, Imperialism, and Racism. And that's out of Florida. And the acronym is POW, capitals POWIR. And then there is Return Now Coalition, 1920, South Coast People for Peace and Justice. 21, Southern Human Rights Organizers Conference, and their acronym is capital S, capital H, capital R, capital O, capital C. And then there is Studies for Democratic Society, SDS. Okay, and then there's 23, they have listed Syrian American Will Association. That's under capital S, capital A, capital W, capital A. There's this Syrian Social Club community in the UK with Dr. Issa Shire, C-H-A-E-R, Shire. He's a co-founder. And then Syria, 25, Syria Solidarity Movement. 26, the Expatriates Association of Syrians in Canada. 27, United National Anti-War Coalition, which sent this out. 28, Upstate New York Drone Action. 29, U.S. Peace Council. There's also Veterans for Peace Chapter 111 in Bellingham, Washington. There's also just veteransforpeace.org that I know that Ralph Nader and Yoko Ono are on the board of that one. Okay, then there's, and there is one not listed, quite a few not listed, but there's also VFP72.org, and that's in Portland, Oregon. I just love them. Anyway, Virginia Defenders for Freedom, Justice and Equality, 31. 32, Women Against Military Madness, and that's a good one. It's capital W, WAM, capital W, capital A, capital M, capital M. And then, of course, you've got the, you know, different human rights coalitions involved also. You can go on those. And then there's also tying it into, you know, different references. And then you can go through the different individual signers that they have. And I know there's more, way more now. And I'm just noticing... you just have to go on and check it all. It's really important. Ray McGovern's on there, of course, and Cindy Sheehan and Amal. And Kevin Kesey, he's co-director of Popular Resistance, and of course Margaret Flowers, medical doctor. She was a Green Party candidate for the Senate, co-director of It's Our Economy, and just to tie in that one. Health over profit right now needs really important. Health over profit, you want to get with them too, .org, healthoverprofit.org, healthoverprofit.org, so that we can get single payer. So we can start single payer for everyone so that we can recreate the new jobs in community heart and soul services with single payer. Again, it's really critical to get that connection so that we get the single payer in line and with all the people that are really understand the importance of single payer, we can actually get the HR 676. You can look it up. It's a federal. Want to go to federal, Google it. HR 676, so that people can get on and get that information and share it quickly, because you know, we have people I don't know, it's just very strange that we have 800 or so military bases worldwide, some set up to 900 anyway, that you know, are working for, you know, being taught and trained and paid really to work for the elite, and, you know, militarized policing under that too, and the old ego mind programs that don't heal families and foster cohesive heart and soul community services that are needed for single payer, so that we can also not only heal our veterans with these wellness centers, but also develop the new programs to reintegrate those old MK Ultra and whatever on the mind control programs that have been working to develop more warfare, drone warfare, biochemical warfare, robotic warfare, and just the thought forms of war. So we work together, we can actually get all the militaries worldwide to stand down and go green. It's just really important at this time. Here's a Colleen Rowley. She's a retired FBI agent, former Minneapolis Division of Legal Counsel. She's one of the signers, too. So, and I know that Rabbi Lerner, you can go to Tikkun magazine, check it out. You know, Popular Resistance newsletter, you know, to get connections with them to help. And then there's also, there's a whole list of programs at, let's see if I can find it, the Golden Age of Gaia. You want to go to that website and look at that. Steve Becko is a Mensa, one of the leaders in Canada, and he knows and has helped Cosmic Vision News, Jeffrey West, Cosmic Vision News, Jeffrey West, too, and their group, and go down and connect, you know, more of BBS people and with the different programs like Alternet and all these different alternative news programs. Excuse me. Let me see. He's got all kinds of, let's see if I can get it, Golden. Okay, Age of Gaia, G-A-I-A. And they have, let's see if we can get the different, to correlate and get more information out on the lists of, and get all of us too, more networked with these alternative news groups that are, have been, he did it by alphabetical order. West Inc., Open Hearted Rebel, there's Arcturian Tools, and then there's Awakening, which I think Cheryl and some of them, Tara Mama know about, Dr. Suzanne Lai, anyway. Paige Bartholomew, that's another one. Pauline Battelle, Starseed, Latarian, and then there's Contra Mary, Luminous Now, Cosmic News. There's Lillian, Linda Dillon, Council of Love, Era of Light. They included James on that, James Gilliland, Isetti, who's really important too, with BBS Radio at 8 o'clock tonight. BBS Radio, check out what's going on at James Isetti. There's a Isetti now in Japan and in Australia. You can look up too. Oh, and there's a UFO China Institute. You can check that out. They said that they have over 500 million in China that are already either working with or know about the ETs. So, okay, and then there's, on Station One. James is on Station One tonight at 8 o'clock Pacific on Station 1, PBS Radio. Yay. Anyway, and then there's Higher Density Blog. Then there's Calipes, I guess. Anyway, blog. Chiron. There is Tierra Kumara, Children of the Sun Foundation Group. Laya Life is My University. James McConnell, Alexandra Amidor's Galactic Connection. And she has some programs. I had some, too, with BBS. A lot of these people have already been with and for or connected to BBS. So we're all reconnecting. David Wilcox, Divine Cosmos, Kathleen Mariswell. But we need to connect more and get the information out and get the thought forms and jobs. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's the alternate. I'm sorry. Whoops. Those are some of the people connected to his site, like BBS and this show here. Sorry. Okay, here's the alternative news of the world that he's got besides our fabulous, fabulous BBSradio.com. Okay, but he's got activist post, adbusters, because to get this, the paradigm shifted, it's going to take everyone, all of us, because we're all connected and we're all part of the shift. Resonating here to bring in, the golden age of Gaia, interconnected cities of enlightenment, peace, green, sports, not war, and universal travel and other space programs. So with love, light, through joy, prosperity, love. Okay, alternate, there's Amnesty International, really important, anti-media, and then he's got antiwar.com. There's Care2 News Network, that animal rights ecology group. Anyway, Collective Evolution. Yeah, I know Care2. They are good. They're all over, too. Collective Evolution, Common Dreams, of course, fabulous. Conscious Life News, Daily KOS, Drudge Report, Free Thought Project, Global Research, Independent Media Center, In These Times, Human Rights Watch, The Mind Unleashed, Mother Jones, Natural News, News Bud, NoMoreFakeNews.com, yeah, John Rappaport. Okay, Physicians for Human Rights, Russia Today, yeah, RT.com, Salon, and then Sign of the Times, State of the Nation, Truth Out, Truth Stream Media, okay, Underground World News, Veterans Today, Wake Up World, Waking Times, Washington's Blog, We Are Change, WikiLeaks, Yes Magazine, ZCOM, capital Z and then C-O-M-M, I don't know that one, Zero Hedge. Anyway, there's just a lot of us. There's, and we are the 99%, but we really need to get focused on solutions. We've been sidetracked into, who to listen to or what group to get involved with or what different situations or programs, and it's making more and more problems that divide the families and are not going towards wellness. And instead, they've been going more and more into more bizarre programs and mind control. So Heart and Soul, and here's an editorial I wrote in, let's see, it was May 1st. Anyway, time for healing art centers. Time to unite the 99%. Instead of taking people to jails, juvenile delinquency centers, foster care, addiction rehab centers, or old mental health care centers, and drugging those with mental health issues, why not start community healing arts and transformation service centers? We need these new community body, mind, spirit, alternative healing centers open 24/7. A place where we can teach and train people the plethora of healing arts, multicultural arts, movement therapies, healing touch practitioners, HTP, ATP, angel therapy practitioners, LMT, licensed massage training programs, NLP, medical hypnosis. It already has an insurance code, okay, that heals moderate to severe psychiatric disorders. And why isn't this being taught and trained, you know, at least that level, that people aren't ready to go to the soul level for healing those that have an alternative, you know, it already has an alternative insurance code like acupuncture for healing those with mental health care problems. Moderate to severe psychiatric disorders already being healed and so much more. You can check it out. And instead of integrating these certified programs into helping people for our veterans, they're experimenting with more acid, more drugs, more drugs, more drugs. Come on, come on, come on. We can do better. So, anyway, I'll turn, let's keep going here. Okay, so think about it. Teach and train people all these different, you know, laying on of hands, not laying on of drugs and guns, you know, or belts and whips and chains and torture and, you know, weapons, or even, you know, the violent video games. I mean, come on. Let's have some joy. Let's have some fun. God dang. Excuse me. Okay, transformation life coaching. It's out there. So many transformational life coaches who are absolutely fabulous. Comedy therapy, theater therapy, music and art therapies of all kinds. Come on. Oh, God, nurture therapy, community service connections, you know, as therapy with mindfulness programs, soul therapy, soul parenting they have, you know, and there's also the new family counseling programs that would alleviate all this. So you go to soul individual level of heart and soul or these other type of therapy openings, self-help programs, what have you, meditation, ascension, or whatever that's available, but in a setting where they feel safe and open to what they resonate with. And we can have ascension, enlightenment, you know, the program's family constellation therapy. It is just fantastic. It's amazing. Ooh, it's just incredible. Okay, and there's family, color therapy for all those with abusive addictions and other mental health issues while co-creating our new community health and human services and social healer services at heart and soul purpose levels. Time to pay people to teach, you know, these universal laws and all the self-help, healing arts, transformation, coaching programs for inner peace jobs and services will create world peace. We can also create more sports coaching jobs for all the aggressive youth, not more jails, guns, drug wars, and wars. We also can create the green civil service jobs, too. And that comes in with this situation with Ayurvedic meets just straight-out marijuana. We really need to have edible landscaping crews, okay, in every community with solar greenhouses, too, for vertical gardens, smart farms, and permaculture community gardens, which pay people, pay them, you know, the new growers that love to grow, all the natural herbs, all of the edible flowers that are needed for homeopathics and Ayurvedic and, you know, good foods and added to the book of doctors' food remedies. Check that out. You know, so anyway, and that can be co-created with the new jobs for, you know, biophotonic water systems and, you know, clean air, clean water, clean activities, more joy, more fun resonance at different levels, so that, you know, we're really bringing in a new society. Okay, so the Quakers, you know, they developed the voting rights for women, and they started the legislation for the abolition of slavery. Well, I really think that the churches better hustle. It's their turn. They need to show that they really do have Christian values, and they really do care about the Christ consciousness, meaning the God within each person, and helping each person have direct contact with their own inner light and their own God within powers, plus helping develop, you know, the stages to get to that. Like I said, these wellness center programs that are for healing those with all these different mental health problems, and those that have different kinds of, abusive addiction problems, mostly caused all from stress or adverse childhood experiences. And they're looking for this. There's two other groups. It's ACE, Getting to the Root Cause of Adverse Childhood Experiences. So they might be able to help, too, with activation of this legislation at the Body, Mind, Spirit, Light Worker Healing Center level of activation. But also, too, so it's National Health Freedom is another one. It's National Health Freedom Action Group. And it sure seems to me that the National Coalition of Elders would help with this, all the human rights advocacy groups, Southern Poverty Law Center, Ring of Fire group, right, .org. I mean, come on. Let's get going here. Let's connect in all our alternative news groups connections with help from Stanford Social Innovation Network, you know, and the care groups and all the different caring groups, so that we can actually bring in heart and soul community services and give people a basic guaranteed income to do good and let them know they're all being watched from, what, I don't know, 200 miles up or whatever. Come on, you know. We really need to get people focused on developing these new heart and soul. Think about it. If you advertise and market at mainstream media, hey, we're opening up massive new community outreach programs for new community coalition programs for paid jobs, you know, for heart and soul level resonance with single payer instead of armed force training programs with single payer. Watch the lineups. I mean, my lordy, it would just be astonishing who was signing up for what kind of programs, you know, either apprentice business programs or they would be signing up for the, all the different healing arts programs, or, you know, the edible landscaping programs, or they'd be signing up for, new energy, renewable energy, you know, projects related to either, you know, Keshi or solar wind energies, and all the new housing, the homeless, tiny villages with different kinds of, you know, heart and soul community integration, you know, outreach programs. And people would go, soul, what's that mean? You know, what does that mean, soul? What does soul mean? Well, I'd like a soul job. You know, that sounds, I would like it. Then they're going to start seeking. It's online. You know, I don't have to just do my project with spiritual emergency training for a soul activation process for soul purpose and all of this information and develop those jobs. There's plenty of information out there. So, I mean, we really need to get the job, the money, and the media focused on the new jobs for heart and soul community services, so people will go, hey, I want that. You know, and all of a sudden you've got a whole bunch of youth that are like, oh, well, we're here for, setting up UFO landing sites with benevolent, interactive, new exploration. You know, like when Christopher Columbus and others left, you know, the UK, whatever. I mean, they're ready. I mean, there's people here ready for that. And, you know, they would be pairing up with all the UFO community, but they'd be paid. They'd be paid to interact with them. you know, and get along with different groups. Like, and Ben Arion, A-R-I-O-N, he's already got, you know, Ashtar Command. I think his is .com, too. And then, you know, we have the other Ashtar Command groups out there. I mean, come on, pay them. Pay them, you know, and they would resonate. Go, oh, that resonates with me. I want to work with those people, you know. And so all of a sudden you've got new co-ops, you've got new jobs, you've got new people resonating in different pods of spiritual soul purpose development instead of having all the old paradigm programs that are out there. And so it's really critical that the infrastructure right now, like that people understand that those that are already integrated with, you know, shamanism or what have you, with different evolution consciousness groups and programs, you know, come together, you know, for the new jobs, heart and soul level jobs, and the wellness centers, so that we can really start to alleviate the old programs that cause warring, drugging, jailing, family breakups, and bad relationships that are coming in an ego mind, you know, programs. And really important is the universal laws on that and soul purpose. Because if people understand how to let go and work with their own soul energies, their unique soul energies that are omniscient, their answers are inside of them, and their omnipotent power of using their light for healing touch practitioner programs and what have you. And then also, too, there's the omnipresent Holy Spirit realm, which some people aren't ready to go to, which is fine. Once the invocation of the light is there and you have two or more gathered, it's like a massage. It is better with two or more gathered, absolutely, and helps a lot, you know, with people that are lost in the ego mind programs matrix to get clear when you have two or more gathered to help them. You know, like I said, you can learn to massage yourself or use equipment, but healing touch from someone else with the proper intention and prayer before it and clearing, it's the best. You know, I mean, that we're losing heart and soul. We're losing the access to individual and collective heart and soul programs that are really, really critical right now to get these jobs created as quickly as possible. And all the other ones, like I said, for infrastructure, all the different infrastructure and all the different government subsidies, they are being listed now, different government subsidies. And, you know, Senator Wyden has that petition out there to audit the Pentagon, said the money going to black ops, it can go to, you know, and all these defense contractors and Halliburton and blah, blah, blah. It can go to new infrastructure projects. Okay, it really can. And we can take all those government subsidies going to big pharma and drug wars and killing wars and fossil fuels and what have you, and we can shift them all to, you know, not only Michael Moore's government policies he shows in his movie, Where to Invade Next, but we can also integrate all the heart and soul community services. People can sign up for you know, if they're like, I really want to learn, you know, this sort of art form or music, or I really want to learn multicultural arts programs to develop them for kids. Or, no, I really want to develop, you know, like we were talking, different kinds of Keshi programs or you know, the solar and wind infrastructure based programs in progress. Or I want to help develop, you know, programs to clean up the ocean. You know, I want to help with new water systems. I want to help with, they'll know, you know, businesses. You know, they could be apprentice businesses. Then the businesses don't pay for health care and they don't pay for the workers. The government doesn't pay for armed forces and more militarized police jobs and more foster care jobs and juvie halls and jails. They pay for helping develop the new civilization that is helping develop the new interconnected cities of enlightenment, peace, and green jobs. Please. Okay. Time to reallocate the old paradigm government subsidies. These subsidies are ours. Those subsidies are ours, not the corporations. They're ours. The government subsidies are for the people, by the people, and that's where you network with the People's Budget Group and, the Indivisible Networking, and then peoplesaction.org, Represent Us, and Brit Strikers, and what have you. And Stand Up to ALEC. It's a really important group to connect with. Stand Up to ALEC, A-L-E-C in capital letters. That group can help. It will help. That's what it's there to do. And get these government subsidies reallocated back towards building the new government's policies and green jobs and, light worker forces and healing forces instead of drugging, more in jail, and killing forces and fossil fuel paradigm programs that are become totally obsolete. So, yeah, we need the anti-gravity machines, and, kids know that they're here for that or whatever. They'll know at a soul level. They'll know which, maybe they're here just for certain kinds of animals, different animal rights groups or certain age groups or whatever. I mean, all the programs, we're here, and we just need to get people to understand that we need to pay them. Take the money in the government subsidies and bring in new government policies, and especially the community heart and soul, community services, heart and soul level are really, really critical. And then again, when you get to the soul level, then you're getting into all these wellness programs, individual and collective responsibility, that all thoughts are prayers, all thoughts are prayers. And they've been taking our thoughts, our ego mind thoughts, and totally messing with us. So it's really critical to get people to understand who they really are, why they're here, what their soul purpose is, how to let go, work with Source, and get with these different energies and different people that are here to enlighten the planet with all kinds of forgiveness. Light means also not just the light of God when you invoke it and can see it. It's waiting. Once that resonance is in your room and those lights are there, they're waiting for you to ask for help. You called in the cell phone of Source. The lights are there. Call, ask, and you will, open yourself, deep breathe, let go, ask for help. It's waiting. You called, okay? Ask means pray. You called, let it go, listen within, and start to get practice. Get the intergalactic cell phone to your eternal soul energies. It's really, really important. We started late, so I can get to go a few minutes late today. So it's really important that people understand how important the infrastructure projects are, the new co-ops, community services of the future, with mass media support, and get off the GDP, okay? They need to, it's gross domestic products that's just, trashy our oceans. It's trashing our mind, body, spirit of the greed paradigm and trash. I mean, and total GDP, gross. It is. It's gross domestic products that's ending up in our oceans and everywhere. It's just disgusting. We really have to get towards the mindset of programs, churches, and spiritual groups to help this happen so that we go to it's called a GPI, Genuine Progress Indicator. That is happy, healthy, cohesive working communities that work with community resource outreach programs. Like, they're here. Our USA has them. We have them. Are we going to work with the community outreach programs that we have through, new community coalition programs that are already working to, get volunteers for all at a heart and soul level somewhat. We need to add more jobs, but even more projects, especially the wellness centers. Wellness centers, have you noticed? They're really busy in the kill-off programs, more drones, more drugs, more teaching of how to war with each other and drug each other and kill each other and kill, 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 and kill, and kill the environment and kill, and war and drug, and cope with more drugs. People have to realize, the churches especially, we have become one nation under drugs and guns, okay, and war, and it's not okay anymore. I mean, we really have to say no more. We're going to talk to people. We have language apps, we have cell phones, and we have all these alternative news medias like our beautiful BBS radio, to connect with and connect with each other and bring in a whole new civilization, evolving civilization on this planet that works with quantum physics and which is related to, totally proven, with metaphysics, with science, quantum physics, with the Holy Spirit realm, and our soul energies, mind, body, soul, higher consciousness. There is higher consciousness, individually and collectively. It goes by a lot of different names, but the soul and the law of one, we are all connected. It's a big friggin' house. This planet is just a house out in the universe, okay? It's a house. Think about it. Red, yellow, black, and white, Christians unite. It is time to get Christians to step it up. And all the spiritual groups, all the churches, Jewish, Muslims, Christians, Baha'is, and all the spiritual groups, hurry up, unite, prove that you're really Christian, and get the real Cities of Enlightenment, Peace, Green, Heart and Soul Community Services activated now with single payer for everyone. So we can start new education, job creation programs, and house the homeless, and start to actually, you know, create, get the maglev trains and the light rails and, you know, all the different UFO projects going for enlightenment of our species and intergalactic, stellar, planetary, evolving programs. You have to think about the light also. Thought forms of light are forgiveness, caring. These are soul. These are the soul community services, soul purpose. People have to know who they are, why they're here, to have self-love. And you're supposed to be growing their soul purpose. Everyone is supposed to help each other grow their soul purpose in communities, okay? That's no child left behind. That's really the truth. So, and if you have these soul purpose works and you let people know the thought forms of light are not only love, they are forgiveness, gratitude, caring, sharing, not greed, not lies, caring, sharing, honesty and integrity, okay? And they resonate with all the new, you know, like I said, joy, abundance, caring, sharing, gratitude. I mean, the gratitude and forgiveness of the caring and sharing and healing, the omnipotent energy of healing one another with hands, healing touch, intentions, helping each other learn that they have the power of God within them. They have the healing touch practitioner within them, but they need to activate their own soul source, you know, direct contact, work on it, practice it, just like music or any other sport or whatever, and get this out there. We don't need to teach and show and train people and these crazy, you know, video programs that breed more hostility, more violence, more fear, more post-traumatic stress, more division, and we're all being duped. Okay, and it's really critical that people know the intention to get high is what got them high off a drug. All drug highs are free. Be careful. You know, don't get duped into, you know, the drugging paradigm. Truly, all drug highs are free. If you want a smile on your face, call on Simon. Simon says, God has a sense of humor. One of the joy guides in the universe. He's a joy guide. It really is a joy guide. It came to someone, a long story, but one of my first clients that I was doing medical hypnosis, she was ready to go to the next level, and this joy guide comes through. And he's just said, for me too, this is for me too, but for everyone out there listening, you can call on Simon. Simon says he will tell you, or she, how to put a smile on your face. Because your unique gifts and abilities, your unique soul will resonate with different activities that will put that smile on your face. Don't force the intention to be devoted to and surrounded with an activity that's drug-related, because it's not. The true drug highs are free and they come from source. They come from the natural gifts you were given that you're supposed to let go and resonate with that put a smile on your face. Your face. because, you know, it's just like different music resonates with different people, okay? Different, you know, different self-help programs are going to resonate with different people and different, you know, teachers, different everything, okay? Because we all are unique, totally unique. And have different lives, past lives, and different lessons here to learn. But your answers for your life lessons, who you are, your drug highs, everything you need to really be a joyful spirit, an enlightened being of joy, gratitude, peace, loving, caring, sharing, lies within you. I mean, those resonance of going beyond the old taking drugs to party, taking drugs to get high, labeling and drugging children, labeling and drugging people because they're what? Unhappy? Oh, because they're what? Oh, talking to Holy Spirits? Yeah, I had a couple of Native American friends, totally clairvoyant. Yeah, they did a real whammy on him by putting him through the AMA process of their mental health care facilities, okay? And just really messed him up totally because, you know, they were clairvoyant. You know, they could see the other side, you know, instead of honoring them like Sylvia Brown and, you know, Mina and who are all the others out there that are working with the Holy Spirit realm of the frequencies of Holy Spirit communion with the other side, real Holy Communion, have been really shut down and just, it's wrong, okay? We've really got to get these new mental health care facilities opened. A lot of the homeless, definitely, 1/2, 2/3 are veterans, got to house people so they feel safe, get them out of that paradigm, house and heal people and get them reconnected to not gangs, no, to community services that resonate with them at a heart and soul level, you know, so we can start the shift of the consciousness individually and collectively on this planet. So now I am getting late and I am running out of my overtime here and just want to say thank you all for taking time. Remember that stress causes disease and we are being put under massive amounts of stress to help people stay in the old paradigm of drugging, jailing, killing, reactive gun use, gun violence, old paradigm systems that really need healing systems put into place. So I hope that some of that resonates with you today and that you will realize that we need to develop all the new coping skills and jobs because we're all connected. So again, we'll just end with the thought form of community, heart and soul, community services with a basic guaranteed income with single payer attached to all these jobs as quickly as possible. And any way, shape, or form that you're guided to help that happen, bless you and thank you. And I'll be back in 2 weeks, and we'll sign out to today with... and you can find more on my website, angelencounters.net. Go to the Soul Energies R&D LLC page if you're interested to work more directly with just developing spiritual emergency training programs for the psychology departments that are already there. Anyway, that are already in place that are going to parapsychology so that they would be maybe, you know, helpful in just activating that specific program. Anyway, there's lots to do, and I know that everyone listening here is part of the shift, and blessings for all that you do, and much, much love, light, peace, and joy, individually and collectively. We can co-create heaven on earth and massive universal travel so that we all have more fun, more joy, more excitement, more intentions built on, you know, heaven on earth and universal travel programs for this planet. So blessings to all, heart and soul. Blessings. We'll sign out with Patty Becker. Shine your light, everyone. Learn how to use it, shine it, and help each other. Thank you so much for tuning in. Blessings. Namaste.
the whole world knew how much God loves them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk with our brothers. We would walk with the divine. We could start right now if we're not afraid to shine. In every act of kindness and in every teardrop too. And if the whole world knew that God surrounds them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades. Felt the spirit, felt its might. I can see your holy beauty shining through you with the light. And if the whole world knew that same power that flows through you, what a difference.